Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the ahadith on taking care of one's tongue and being very careful about not getting involved in ghibat. An Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إذا أصبح ابن آدم فإن الأعضاء كلها تكفر اللسان تقول اتق الله فينا فإنما نحن بك فإن استقمت استقمنا وإن أعوجت أعوجنا. هذا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when the son of Adam starts the day, in other words, when any person, when any insan, when any man starts the day, all his body parts submit themselves to his tongue, saying, fear Allah. So every part of the body, they plead, they ask, they submit themselves to the tongue and say, fear Allah with regard to us, because our existence is dependent on you. So they all talk to the tongue, they plead, they present themselves, they submit to the tongue and they say, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to us, because our existence is dependent on you. If you are straight, we will be straight. And if you deviate, we will deviate. What is meant by this is that the heart controls the actions of the body. Whatever actions are coming out of the body is dependent on the heart. If this heart is correct, then all the good actions, all the correct actions come out of the body. If this heart is corrupt, then all the corrupt actions come out of the body. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned with regards to the heart that إِذَا صَلُّحَتْ صَلُّحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. If this heart is correct, then the whole body will be correct. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. That if this heart is corrupted, then the whole body will be corrupted. What is meant is those actions that start emanating from this body now will be bad and incorrect actions. So yeah, anyway, what is meant is that the actions that come out of the body are dependent on the heart. And the way it is expressed is via the tongue. So the tongue now expresses exactly what is in the heart. So therefore now, it is the Arabic saying, الرجل بأصغريه لسانه وفؤاده. It's the Arabic saying that a person is upon the two smallest limbs of his body. Two smallest limbs, his tongue and his heart. By the small limbs, a man is according to two small limbs of his body, his tongue and his heart. If these two things are correct, then this person, it brings for a person respect, it brings honor to him. But if these two things are incorrect, then the same person is disrespected in this world, and not only in this world, will also be disrespected in the year after. That honor and that respect will be taken away from this person. So therefore the limbs of the body, they plead to this person that you be straight, we be straight. How often we see that the person, he loses himself, he says the wrong things and he has to apologize. Sometimes it has to become public apologies. Sometimes it's such that a person uses the wrong words at the wrong time and he gets involved in a fight, injuries, a person is hurt. Now, the tongue spoke the wrong thing, but which parts of the body suffer? Sometimes the hands get hit, the legs get hit, the person gets hit on his face. And all these other parts of the body suffer. Why? Because the tongue was not straight. Therefore, every morning this hadith is telling us that the body parts, they actually plead to the tongue, they submit themselves, telling the tongue that if you are straight, we will be straight. If you are crooked, then we will also be harmed. We will also be deviated. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu qal, قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني من النار. قال لقد سألت عن عظيم وإنه ليسير على من يسره الله تعالى عليه. تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت. ثم قال ألا أدلك على أبواب الخير. الصوم جنة والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار وصلاة الرجل من جوف الليل ثم تلا تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع حتى بلغ يعملون. ثم قال ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر وعموده وذروة سنامه. قلت بلى يا رسول الله. قال رأس الأمر الإسلام وعموده الصلاة وذروة سنامه الجهاد. ثم قال ألا أخبرك بملاك ذلك كله. قلت بلى يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأخذ بلسانه وقال كف عليك هذا. قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإنا لمؤاخذون بما نتكلم به. فقال ثكلتك أمك وهل يكب الناس في النار على وجوههم إلا حصائد ألسنتهم. رواه الترمذي. beautiful hadith of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu narrates, and I ask, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me of an action that will admit me into Jannah and keep me far away from Jahannam. What a nice question. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, tell me of one action that will take me to Jannah, admit me into Jannah, and it will keep me far away from Jahannam. Now this was the thinking of Sahaba. That they were so concerned about Jannah, they were so concerned about Jahannam, Akhirat day. This was playing in their mind that when they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would ask these type of questions. They were not interested too much as far as the world is concerned. They were interested as far as Akhirat is concerned. So this was the question he had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me one action that will enter me into Jannah and it will keep me far away from Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you have asked about a very, very grave, a very serious matter, a very big thing you are asking for. But it is very easy for the person who Allah Pak makes it easy. What a nice answer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that you are asking something very, very big. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ يَسِيرٌ. But this thing that you're asking, it can become very easy, who Allah Pak makes it easy. We learn something from here, that it doesn't matter how big a problem it is. If Allah Pak wants to make that problem easy for somebody, He'll make it easy. And it can be the smallest problem, but if Allah Pak wants to make it difficult for somebody, it can become very, very difficult. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to explain that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without ascribing any partners to Him. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to him what he should do. That you should not ascribe any partners to Him. Establish salah, give zakah, fast in the month of Ramadan, perform hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform hajj. He then asked, should I not direct you to the doors of good? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked him, should I not direct you to the doors of good? This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of just telling a person something, he would ask a person, should I not tell you? In other words, creating that desire in a person. When there's desire in a person and then you tell the person something, person becomes more receptive. This is something for us to learn. That when there's no desire, it doesn't matter what gems you can put in front of the person, he won't accept. But when there's desire, even if you put little bit, the person will accept. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not direct you to the doors of good? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, fasting is a shield, sadaqah extinguishes sins as water extinguishes fire. The salah performed by a person in the darkness of the night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about tahajjud salah, the importance of tahajjud salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited this ayat that is relating to tahajjud salah, referring to the people that perform salah, tahajjud salah. Their sides part from their beds, they make dua to their sustainer in fear and hope, and they spend from what we have provided for them. No soul knows what pleasures are hidden for him as far as the rewards of deeds he carries out. He then asked, should I not inform you of the head of the matter? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then asked, should I not inform you of the tip, the head of all matters, its pillar and its peak? In other words, now I mentioned to you so many things, to perform salah, to give zakah, to go for hajj. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about performing tahajjud salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then took hold of his tongue. Imagine, after telling him about so many things, about not ascribing partners with Allah, performing salah, giving zakat, going for hajj, making dua, tahajjud salah, etc. Nabi found it surprising that this is like the greatest action. So in his surprise he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we be taken to task for what we speak? He thought that this is something very minute. What you speak is something that just doesn't carry much weight. So he, in this light, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we be taken to task for what we speak? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, may your mother be bereaved. This was an expression, Arabic expression, taqilatka ummuk, may your mother be bereaved. It's just an expression out of surprise or like a tarahum, out of rahmat and mercy for a person. Like, you didn't even understand this, such a great thing you didn't know. In surprise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, that people will be cast into the hellfire on their faces solely because of the harvest of their tongues. People will be cast into Jahannam face long. In other words, face forward, they'll be cast into Jahannam. Why? Because of the harvest of their tongues. What their tongues had reaped, and what their tongues had done, because of this they'll be thrown face long into the fire of Jahannam. So from this hadith we learn how careful one has to be about taking care of the tongue. We shouldn't overlook it. Be very, very careful. And as I explained, that together with this, we've got to be very careful as far as our chatting is concerned, as far as our talking is concerned, as far as our writing and emailing is concerned. All this now is an expression of what's in the heart of a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Today is Friday, as you know, try and come early for the Jummah Salah. If you salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make it a point of reading Surah Kahf and try and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah for du'as answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.